Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's president. Mr. Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro held a joint news conference after frank and candid talks in Havana on ways to advance normalization efforts. The U.S. president hailed the progress in relations between the United States and Cuba, while acknowledging that the two sides continue to have very serious differences on democracy and human rights.
Cuba is sovereign and rightly has great pride. And the future of Cuba will be decided by Cubans, not by anybody else. At the same time, as we do wherever we go around the world, I made it clear that the United States will continue to speak up on behalf of democracy, including the right of the Cuban people to decide their own future.
Mr. Obama is to attend a state dinner late Monday at the Revolutionary Palace. He will deliver an address to the Cuban people Tuesday. The U.S. military says it has set up the first all-American firebase in Iraq since the start of the conflict with the Islamic State group. Carla Babb reports.
The base near the northern Iraqi town of Makmur is part of the U.S.-led coalition's efforts to prepare Iraqi combat forces for the fight to retake Mosul. Fire bases generally are temporary encampments intended to provide supportive fire. Coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren says fewer than 200 Marines have deployed to the base to protect U.S. advisors and Iraqis who are stationed at a nearby Iraqi military base. Carla Babb, The Pentagon.
The International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty of 5 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A 3-judge panel in The Hague ruled unanimously. This is VOA News. Hillary Clinton, the leading Democratic presidential candidate in the U.S., told American Advocates for Israel Monday that if she is elected, she would be a staunch supporter of the Jewish state. The former U.S. Secretary of State drew long cheers from thousands of people at the Washington Conference of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. 4 gunmen launched an attack on a hotel being used as the headquarters for the European Union military force in the Malian capital, Bamako. Guards at the luxury hotel killed one of the attackers. The EU mission later released a statement on Twitter saying no personnel were wounded during the violence. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The World Meteorological Organization reports that in 2015, records were broken with the weather. Lisa Schlein reports.
The World Meteorological Organization reports global warming is occurring at a much faster pace than previously predicted. WMO scientists say the alarming rate of change occurring in the Earth's climate is the result of greenhouse gas emissions and is unprecedented. The report finds global average surface temperatures in 2015 broke previous records by a wide margin, and the streak will continue as January and February of this year set new monthly records. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A Russian court is expected to find a Ukrainian pilot guilty in the 2014 killing of 2 Russian journalists in Ukraine. The trial of Nadiya Savchenko has been internationally condemned as a political sham. She is to be sentenced Tuesday after the court hands down its decision. Belgian prosecutors have identified a man suspected of being an accomplice to the shooters in last year's Paris terrorist attack. The federal prosecutor's office says Najim Laharouli traveled to the Austria-Hungary border in September with suspect Salah Abdeslam. Abdeslam was captured during a raid in Brussels last week. Leading Republican presidential contender Donald Trump went to Washington Monday to meet with the editorial board of one of the country's leading newspapers, The Washington Post. Trump also met with a small group of Republican lawmakers to talk about the U.S. presidential campaign. He predicted he would win enough delegates to the July nominating convention, to avoid a contentious fight at the gathering. Benin's prime minister has conceded defeat in the country's presidential election, saying businessman Patrice Talon has won a decisive victory. Benin's electoral commission has yet to announce final results, but Prime Minister Lionel Zinsou said provisional results show Talon with a significant lead. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.